We're up to Sif Yud Aleph. We're beginning now. Halacha. So, what's the story with a taroves of chametz after Pesach? With respect to the halachas of chametz she'avar lava Pesach. Now, Taf Mem Ches, starting tomorrow, we'll be starting Simon Taf Mem Ches. So, we're going to get into all the halachas of chametz she'avar lava Pesach. But here, we're going to specifically deal with taroves chametz after Pesach. Now, there are two scenarios. This chametz that you had by itself, be'en, and it was around during Pesach, and then afterwards it got mixed up with heter, with other kosher food after Pesach. That's one scenario. The other scenario was where the chametz itself got mixed up with kosher Pesach stuff on Pesach, or before Pesach, and the taroves one did not get rid of until after Pesach. And the sif is going to deal with both of these scenarios, okay? Bein chametz shenisarev yudalef, bein chametz shenisarev kodem Pesach, the other love of Pesach, whether you're talking about chametz that got mixed up with non-chametz before Pesach and it stood around and you wanted to not get rid of it, or chametz that got mixed up with non-chametz on Pesach and stayed that way for the remainder of Pesach and wanted to not get rid of it, or whether Pesach fully passes with chametz be'en, with regular chametz that was not yet in the taroves, and then nisarev lachar Pesach, and then it got mixed up in a taroves of heter after Pesach. So we have three scenarios. We have a scenario where chametz gets mixed up with other non-chametz in a taroves before Pesach, and it stays around until after Pesach. You have a scenario where it gets mixed up with non-chametz, the chametz, on Pesach, and it stays around until after Pesach. And then you have chametz that was not gotten rid of before Pesach, should have been, obviously. And then it gets mixed up into a totally kosher taroves after Pesach. So in all those cases, the Shulchan Aruch maintains that there's a bittul b'shishim. Regular bittul b'shishim applies. You do not have to worry about a mashahu, that chametz is going to be asur b'mashahu. And he says, the Ramah, u'b'pachas mishishim, and if you do not have shishim as a taroves, so true, you cannot just go ahead and eat the whole taroves, but what you can do is, sagi leba ashlachas hanas ha'iser v'yam ha'melech. You can throw the amount of money that the iser is worth in the taroves into the yam ha'melech, into the sea, and then you'll be able to eat that taroves after Pesach. That is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Now we dig in to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah. Bein chametz. Echulei. Haklal b'zeh. What is the klal? The chametz she'avar alav v'bal yirah min ha'Torah. The basic klal regarding chametz she'avar alav v'pesach and how it applies here goes as follows. Now the truth is, we probably could use a little bit of a hakdama even to this Sif Katan. So let's just get a little bit of bearings here. In Siman Tuf Mem Beis Sif Aleph, we saw the Shulchan Aruch said that a kenzayas of chametz that gets mixed up with its own type, and there is not a majority of heter to the chametz, it gets mixed up with, in a lach b'lach taroives, with eino mino, and there is no shishim beheter. There's not a shishim of heter to the chametz, according to us who hold Tam Ki'ikir's Asa Ben HaTorah. So there the Shulchan Aruch said that if you leave it around the Pesach, this taroves, you're going to be over on Bal Yiram Bal Yamatzeh. And the Mishnah Berurah comes and says that the same way Chazal v'kones us on chametz that was be'en, that was by itself, not a part, as part of a taroves, a mixture, and it's going to be chametz olav l'Pesach, it's going to be aser to eat be'achila, to eat, and it's going to answer Bahana because you were over on Bayiram, Bayimatzeh. So, too, they were kines on a tarobis of chametz in a scenario where you're over on Bayiram, Bayimatzeh. That tarobis is going to be answer after Pesach. The Gemara, though, when it's matir a tarobis of chametz after Pesach, is only when you were not over in Bayiram on the tarobis. For example, there was shishim. Or the chametz that you had around got mixed into the item after Pesach, and the tarovis was not yet usher on Pesach. So let's see. Mishnah Berurah is not going to give us the klalim here. Haklal b'zeh. The chametz shavar alav b'bal yirah min ha-tayrah. Chametz that a person was over by having it in his possession, and he was over b'bal yirah min ha-Torah, b'shah aso, and he kept it around. Afachar ha-Pesach asr b'achil b'anah. Even after Pesach, it's going to be asr b'achil b'anah. Afil lo shah aso b'en. And even if he did not leave the chametz around the way it was, in and of itself, but it was mixed up, rak ayidei tarovis. The chametz, even if it got mixed up in a tarovis, it's going to be usher after Pesach. Be'achila v'ana. Even though the chametz was not by itself, it was intertwined and mixed into a mixture. And he's going to give the example of where it's still going to be usher be'achila v'ana in a tarovis. Kagon, shenasarei v'pesach, it got mixed up on Pesach, oh, a few quarter Pesach, or even before Pesach, b'shir mu'at, but a little small amount. She'ein mizbatel, where you have a little small amount that's not batel in the taroves. V'adayin yishchiv, and a person would still have a chiyuv, levaro min ha-Torah. There's any scenario where the taroves still has a chiyuv min ha-Torah to be mevayer, to get rid of it, then aser also a taroves, that taroves can be aser, lachar ha-Pesach, after Pesach, v'achil b'ana. Aval in the sarav b'shir. However, if it got mixed up in the amount shu mizvatel midaraisa, where it's batel min haTorah, af the midrabbanan asalasho. So even though if midrabbanan you're not allowed to keep it around, as long as you're not over the daraisa of tashvisu v'yira, then im avar b'shah, if you kept it around, then it's going to be mutter b'diyeved. It's going to be mutter b'diyeved af b'achila, even to eat it. Od mivor b'sifze. We'll also see in the sif. Even if you keep chametz around, let's say a whole piece of chametz, not a tarovus of chametz, you keep it around. And Pesach passes, the aser b'achil mana, and that chametz itself would for sure be aser b'achil mana, so it's a regular piece of chametz, a piece of bread or whatever. It's specifically if it was be'en. However, aval, in the sarev, achara Pesach, b'dvarim acherim, if afterwards it gets mixed up with other things, mutter v'achila. It's going to be mutter to eat. V'shir taroves b'zeh yivar l'kameh. And the amount of this taroves that will become mutter after Pesach, if the chametz that was over the Pesach gets mixed into a taroves after Pesach, that amount we will see coming up. Okay? So the klal is that anything that was usher to keep around min haTorah, even if it was in a taroves, is going to be usher b'achilu b'ana after Pesach. If it's only asr midrabbanan to keep it around, it won't be asr b'achila, even b'achila after Pesach. And something that was asr, it was chametz be'en, which means the chametz is not an atarov, it's a regular piece of chametz that stood around over Pesach, that for sure obviously is over by Yeram, by Yamatzeh, if you haven't had it on Pesach, and for sure will be asr after Pesach, b'achila b'ana. If it gets mixed up in a tarovis, there will be scenarios where it will become mutter b'achila. We'll see how very soon. So, we're up to Sivkat and Kuf Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch said, when he did it with chametz, it got mixed up in a taroves before Pesach. So, in Arul and Pesach, or it got mixed up on Pesach. Right? So he says it's going to be batel b'shishin. Perish. What does this all mean? In the Sarev Kodem Pesach b'shishin, if before Pesach it got mixed up with shishin of non-chametz, mutter lachar Pesach. It's going to be mutter after Pesach. Af, it's going to be mutter, even according to Ladas Vayesh Cholkim Lael, even according to the Yesh Cholkim that we had previously in Sif Dalit, the Sviralu that held the Pesach Aser Mishum Chozer Vinir, even according to those opinions that held that on Pesach there will be Chozer Vinir, where the Chametz will reawaken on Pesach. If you remember, there was the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalit that said that there is no Chozer V'Neyar on Pesach if it was Batel B'Shishim on Erev Pesach. It's not going to then become Aser because it was a Mashu of Chametz in there. But there are those that are actually Cholek and hold that we also hold that there's going to be a Chozer V'Neyar and you'd have to go ahead and eat it for Pesach. You can't leave it around, because it'll then become usher on Pesach and Mashal. So he says, even according to that opinion, Mikom Makom, he says, Im Nisakev Ad Lachar Pesach, if you kept it around, again, you should have got rid of it before Pesach, because Chozev Anir. Let's say you kept it around until after Pesach. Mutter Lekuli Alma, it's going to be good, even according to the opinion that it's usher to have around on Pesach, because of Chozev Anir, should be mutter after Pesach Av Bachil. Again, you weren't allowed to keep it around, but it's going to be mutter Bachil after Pesach. Im Nisarev, because again, because the Isser is still, the Isser B'mashu, Chametz B'mashu, is still an Isser of keeping it around only with the Rabbanon. And that will not then Aser B'Achila after, as we said, after Pesach. But he says, in the Sari of the Pachas B'Shishim Maral of the Pesach, Aser. But if it got mixed up in a Taroves and it wasn't Shishim, then it's going to be Aser, because it was a Taroves that you're not allowed to keep around on Pesach, and it's going to be Aser. You don't have to keep it around, therefore it's going to be Aser after Pesach. Because Aser B'Chabal Shitaso. And the Chab is going with his opinion. The over al tarovas chametz kazayis. The person is going to be over on tarovas of chametz of a kazayis. The balyera, you're going to be over balyera. Af she'ein bo kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. Kol she'ein bo shichim levadlo. Even if it's not a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras in the tarovas, as long as there is no shishim to be levadlo. V'zehu dafka. By a lach belach taroves dafka min bisha eino mino. A lach belach taroves where it's min bisha eino mino, where the tam of the iser is recognizable or unrecognizable based on, you know, whether the shishim, because you're dealing with a min bisha eino mino type of lach belach taroves. What happens if you have a lach belach taroves that is a min bimino? For example, let's say you have identical looking beer, but one of them is mamish chametz. It gets mixed up with the same type of beer that's not chametz. So in such a situation, he says, such a scenario by liquids or cooked items that are the same min, that are cooked together, but it's the same min, minatora beruba batal, minatora it's batal barov. Then afilu in the sarev, even though the lacha by min b'mino by lach b'lach is min haTorah b'batal b'rov, but the Ravanan they said since it's dealing with lach b'lach then with haroves, so they would go there after min b'sheino mino, then you need bittul b'shisha. But really bittul b'rov works. So therefore, in that case, afilu in the sarev chad b'trei, even if it's just a minimal majority of 2-1 ratio, but avar lava pesach and pesach passes, and you kept it around, it will be mutter b'achila. It's mutter b'achila. Again, you want to keep it around, but you can go ahead and eat it after Pesach. The Das Eliyahu Rabba Sof HaSiman, the Das of Eliyahu Rabba, the end of the Siman is that even in this case, the Bachila Asar, in the case of Min B'mino, in the case of Min B'mino, it's going to be Asar Bachila unless there is Shishim. Aval Banah, L'kulei Alma Shari. But Banah, everyone holds, it's going to be okay if you have Min B'mino, the Rove, even in a Lach B'lach, Min B'mino, because we hold Min B'mino, B'lach B'lach, is min haTorah b'rov, just min rabbanan b'shishim. Kasu achronim, the asr l'arev chametz l'chatchila. The achronim write that it's asr to go ahead and mix up chametz l'chatchila kodem haPesach, before Pesach b'shishim, in order k'dei l'achlo, in order to eat it on Pesach. Aval mutar l'arev b'shishim k'dei l'shoso ad achar haPesach. So he says here, although you're not allowed to go ahead and l'chatchila mix up chametz before Pesach b'shishim, in order to eat it on Pesach, you can go ahead and make a mixture on erev Pesach b'shishim in order, as long as you have shishim, in order to keep it around the shoso, to keep it around ad achar ha Pesach. So what's being said here is as follows: that you know that there's an iser to be mevatel lechatchila, an iser, and before Pesach, you're not allowed lechatchila go ahead and be mevatel chametz b'shishim in order to eat it on Pesach. Even according to those that say that there's no chozer v'neir, because we hold ein levatan isla chatchila, and even though before Pesach it might still be mutter, because it's, let's say, before chatzos, still, since his kavana is to be matirit on Pesach, it's a nirek in levatel isla chatchila, and it's aser, for sure, aser to go ahead and eat it on Pesach. However, It's mutter la'arev b'shishim. It's mutter to mix it with shishim. If the kavanah is not to eat it, but rather just to keep it around until after Pesach, the makor for this din is mutur, that any item that you're not going to be over on taroves, you can l'chatchila create that taroves and keep it around. Okay, and the mefarshim explained the chiluk. This is yemi and not Ian Shear. So let's keep going. Sifbat and kuf gimel bein shenis arev bePesach. So the Shulchan Aruch said even if it was created this mixture not before Pesach but on Pesach, it's the same halacha that it's going to be batal b'shishim. And he says as follows: bein shenis arev bePesach perish shenis arev b'shogeg bePesach b'shishim. Means that b'shogeg, instead of getting rid of it, one somehow it got dropped into a taroves, fell into a cholt or whatever, and it was batel b'shishim, which, again, you obviously can't eat it on Pesach, because on Pesach, the iser is still going to be there b'mashahu, and the taroves is still going to be aser b'mashahu, but this shishim, which min haTorah, would mean that it's batel min haTorah, it's just min rabbanan. On Pesach, there's no bitl, because it's chametz even b'mashahu. So the guy then was avar b'shaha afilu b'mezid. So what happened was, it got mixed up, and there was shishim, and he kept it around, which he wasn't allowed to. Because you have to get rid of it, because chametz is not batal b'shishim. But he kept it around. He was a bad boy. He kept it around. Still, shari, it's going to be okay after Pesach. So lo avar min haTorah, he wasn't over min haTorah by Yirah. U'motel lacha Pesach afilu b'achila. And after Pesach, it's allowed to even eat it. Avalim erev b'mezid. However, if he goes ahead and he puts it in a taroves, the mezid, then dino, its din is kimavata isel chatchila, and you would not be able to eat it afterwards, after Pesach. Vorbi ordea, simin saites, sifch. Hey, ayin sham. Sif katan kuvdal. So now we're up to that last case where the chametz was chametz by and of itself that was not mixed in a tarobas, and it was extant all of Pesach. He did not get rid of it. He was a very bad boy. And then it got mixed into a tarobas after Pesach. So look at the Mishnah Berurah Kufdal and the Sarav L'Chara Pesach. So the Omer, once again, B'shogeg, Aval, once again, in Erev B'mezid, that's how we beat the Lissa B'yadayim. Can't go ahead after Pesach and take your Issa and mix it into a tarobas, because that's being Mevatel B'yadayim. The Dino Kibabur, it's Dino, just like what we saw in Yeredeya, Simon, Sari Tes, Sif Vav, Ayin Shon. Check it out. So what's being said here is that even though the chametz after Pesach, the iser is only mishum knas, still, it's like all iser d'rabbanan, that you're not allowed to be mevatel v'yadayim, this is l'chatchila, and the shemur ends up, the din is like, the din in Yeredeya, simen tzadik tes tifav, that even there, in iser d'rabbanan, if you mevatel it b'mezid, the item in the Tarovis is usher to the Mevatel himself forever, and for the one that he was Mevatel for. So it's Batel B'shishim, Sif Katan Kufay. So we said that in a situation where the item of Chametz got mixed in the Tarovis, and it was Batel B'shishim, it stays Batel B'shishim, and it's going to be Mutter after Pesach. So comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, Kol Zekish Nesarev Lach B'lach. We're talking here only where it's either liquid together with liquid, or yavesh or yavesh belach, or solid together with liquid. It gets cooked together with it. The sheer ba'alma b'no same time. When it's sheer, it's a mountain b'no same time. Aval in the sar of yavesh b'yavesh. However, if the tarovis is one of yavesh b'yavesh, for example, a chametz tikka pita that got mixed up with two kosher l'pesach pitas, or a chametz tikka matzah got mixed up with two kosher l'pesach matzahs. Okay. So you have a taroves and yavesh yavesh b'chol hani gavni shetziramar mechaber. In all the types of scenarios that the mechaber set up, afil chad betray batel, even one in two, even in a ratio of 2-1 of heter deiser batel umutter la'achar pesach ba'achila. It's going to be considered batel after Pesach, and it'll be mutter after Pesach even ba'achila. But that, and you should know, the oifen basra shetzir, this last scenario, the mechaber, Sierra mechaber, that they drew out for us, shenasarev lachar Pesach, where it got mixed up after Pesach, umatzuch gambo shishim, where it requires also shishim, zeh al pi das hatur. This is according to the opinion of the Torah. About kama poskim chol kenalav. But there are a number of poskim that hold, like Usfirlu, the Gishnasar of Lachar Pesach. They hold that if the Tarovas happens after Pesach, meaning the Chametz was around by and of itself the whole Pesach, and then it got mixed up after Pesach, Bein Bemino, Bein Shelo Bemino, whether you're dealing with Mino or Eino Mino, Lach Belach, Yavish Begavish, it's going to be soggy, it's going to be enough. Because they Chazal did not knas, since the whole thing is an isser mishum knas, they weren't kines to aser when there was a taroves that was the heter was rov. Once the heter is rov, then it's already considered a taroves of heter to isser, and it's going to totally be mutter after Pesach. So if, let's say, a piece of chametz falls into a chult, chametz oil of the Pesach falls into a chult, according to this opinion, even if there's not shishim, it's going to, and the piping out chult, it's going to be okay to eat this chult. Because of Achronim, the Makkim have said Meruba, Achronim write in a situation of great financial loss, Oshas Atchak, or a pressing situation, Yesh L'smoch L'Hakel, you can be Mekel, in a situation where it, chametz fell into a taroives after Pesach, let's say maybe you used some chametz tikka matzah meal after Pesach. You thought it was kosher Pesach matzah meal and you put it in your chult. So if it's a real shasad chak or hesed meruba, you could be mekel even if there's no shishim. We move weiter. Sif katan kuf vav. Sagile. So the Ramah had said that less than shishim, if it's less than shishim, so the taroves is also after Pesach. But you can go ahead and you can throw the amount of Isser in the Taroves into the river, and that will be Matarit. And that's what he says, Sagile Umutter al Yadezeh af Bachila. And then it will be Mutter even Bachila. Then he says as follows, V'dafka be'ofen shlishi shetzir ha-mechaber. So this is specifically talking in the third scenario of the Mechaber. Da'ayinu, that's where Shnis Arev lachara Pesach. That's where it got mixed up after Pesach. And let's say after Pesach, it fell in less than Shishim, it was, let's say, 2-1, 3-1. So then, even according to those that are not cholek and hold like the Shulchan Aruch, that you require Shishim even after Pesach to make the Chamesh Arvla Pesach Taroves mutter, but that's only if you have the whole Taroves and didn't do anything, then you can't eat the Taroves. But if you go ahead and you throw the amount of Isser into the Yam HaMelech or river or ocean, then you'll be able to go ahead and eat it. That's what he says. Stafki in that case. However, in a case where the mixture occurred before Pesach, Choshe came Tocha Pesach, to Avar Al Taroves Bayirotze, where the whole Taroves you were over in Bayirah, then Eino Mutalach Har Pesach Al Yidei Pidyon. It's not going to be Mutalach Har Pesach using a Pidyon by throwing the amount of into the water, into the river, ocean, Yam HaMelech, was just there. Ela ba'ana v'lo ba'achila. In that case, it's only going to be yaseh ba'ana and not ba'achila. So to sum up, when we talk about the Ramah saying that one can go ahead and eat the taroves that chametz got mixed up in after Pesach, if he threw the amount of Hanas HaIsser into the river, that's only in the third case. But in the other two cases where there actually was a Taroves either before or on Pesach, where the Taroves is around the Isser on Pesach, there it's only going to be Mutter Bana if you throw the amount of Isser, Hanas HaIsser into the ocean. But you would not be able to go ahead and eat it. That's what he's saying. And then he says, what's the reason? The tam chametz katoim, because he is eating the tam of chametz. Then he continues on. Isa shenis chamtza b'shimrei sheichar she'avar lava pesach, and isa bread that the yeast that was used was from beer. It was a leavening agent of beer, and it was this leavening agent of beer, shmarim, was over a lava Pesach. So you are not allowed to keep this around during Pesach. Shishim neged hashmarim. He says, even if this shishim neged hashmarim, even if the beer leavening agent is batel b'shishim, it's not going to be batel. Why? Because this is what's known as a davar hamamid. Anything that gives the food item its form is never going to be batel in shishim. So he says, if that's the case, then even if there's shishim neged hashmarim, it's going to be asura afilu b'hana. It's going to be asur even b'hana after Pesach. The shmarim have a davar hamamid. Because shmarim is a davar hamamid. V'lo batel afilu b'elef. And it's not batel even in 1,000. V'havi k'ilu kula iser. It's like the whole thing is an iser. When we come up, Makom Hefsed Aruba, Yesh Latir Bana. He says, Makom Hefsed Aruba, you will be able to be matir it b'hana. Al yidei how? Sheyashlech anas isli yam melech. By throwing the amount of hana that you get from the iser into the Yam HaMelech. V'chein yachol l'machro l'akum, you can sell it to a guy, and lo yikam b'limenu, rak yashir isav l'shmarim, you can go ahead and accept from him the amount of money for that bread, for that dough, minus the leavening agent of the sheikh. And the Mishnah Berurah continues with the following kula, where he says, mutar liten toch hayayin chelav chita, let's say you have like wheat germ, o chalev behema, or milk, kishayesh, shishim kenegdo, if there's going to be shishim kenegdo, the wheat germ, or this milk, you can put it into the wine. The income yishum mevatel is lechatchilo. That's not considered the mevatel is lechatchilo. Why? Kevin she'in kavanaso levatel rak lesakin ayayin. Because your kavana is not to go ahead and be mevatel the chametz, but rather to improve the wine. So as long as your intention, obviously, is not to go ahead and drink it on Pesach, and you want to go ahead and drink this wine with the wheat germ in there, or as long as your intention also is not to go ahead and take that wine with the milk in it and eat it with meat, so as long as it's not your intention, so then after, in this case, by Pesach, after Pesach, let me not say it's going to be usher, it's not considered to be beforehand, and obviously it had shishim, so it's going to be okay after Pesach. Sif Yud Beis. So we have a coming to Chametz Nuksha. As you remember, Chametz Nuksha is defined as grain or grain product to which something happened at the beginning of the leavening process and it hindered it from fully being machnas, from fully leavening. The fact that the grain did not leaven properly has two effects. The first, that the mixture will never fully leaven, will never fully become chametz. And the second effect is that the product is going to be rendered inedible, except with difficulty. It's going to be edible al yidei hadchak, it's called. Now, this is in contrast with chametz that becomes a taroves, which we've been dealing with up until now. A taroves with other mutter ingredients, in that situation, if you go ahead and mix the chametz with the taroves and it becomes an edible, that mixture is going to still be asur min haTorah, because actual edible chametz was one of the ingredients, and once one has edible chametz, it does not lose its status as chametz until it is rendered unfit for consumption by a kelet. Now, in the case of chametz nukshar, it never reached the stage of chametz, and therefore it's only asur midrabanan. In the event that chametz nukshar becomes intermingled with other foods at a ratio of shishim, then we'll see a machlokas coming up in Kuf Ches. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Chametz nuksha afilu be'ene, even if it's totally around by itself, intact, not in a taroves, eino asur b'hana achar Pesach. It's not going to be asur b'hana after Pesach. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Kuf Zayin eino asur b'hana. Mivnei shelo over al iser Torah. Lo kantzu chachamim. Because since he wasn't over on iser Torah, keeping around chametz that has an iser Torah of Balyara, so there was no knas of the chachamim, even though he's not allowed to keep around chametz nuksha midrabanan, but if you did, it's mutar b'hana after Pesach. Because of Magen Avraham, do I did afilu b'achila shar. The truth is, it's really even mutar b'achila. So why does it say it's mutar b'hana after Pesach? Ach, nation nuksha, since it's chametz nuksha, which is not so edible, ain't no roi l'achila, it's not really going to be eaten so much, it's not that fitting to be eaten. But if you eat it, it's something that could be eaten al yedei hadchak, it's something that could be eaten with difficulty, it would be mutter after Pesach. Aval rov achronim sabri de bachila aser. That was a magen avram. However, the majority of achronim actually hold that it's aser bachila after Pesach chametz nuksha. It's only mutter ba'ana. Mikoma kom shein chametz. It still has the status of chametz of she'avra la Pesach al zeh chametz, and therefore it would be aser bachila after Pesach for chametz nuksha. Only mutter ba'ana. The Shulchan Aruch continues va'pidiyosh chametz gomer hein v'asurim ba'ana achar Pesach. Pidiyosh was some type of thin, dry chametz. It doesn't obviously have the status of chametz nuksha because it's made out of a certain type of sourdough, and then they make it into these dry crackers in the sun. Again, it's chametz gomer. No reason to believe that it is chametz nuksha. He then goes on and he says, Rama. The Rama says, Yeshim non l'schok al shulchan in klafim anakroim karten bepesach. So the Rama says, some people refrain from playing cards on the table out of concern that some chametz nuksha that is on the cards may fall into the food. If it did go in, fall in, and it's shishim kenegdo, yesh deos ben achronim. Im oser b'mashu, your deus in the achronim, whether it will aser b'mashu, ain el mishabura sivkatan tezvav. Check out earlier mishabura sivkatan tezvav. But shos alacha pesach kuli yam hashari. But for sure, you can keep it around if you did play with the cards and it fell into your food. Everyone would hold that that's okay. So what he's basically saying is, we're talking here about chametz nuksha that fell into food, and there's shishim, so there's different opinions whether it's going to aser the mixture. But we all agree that one can hold on to the mixture until after Pesach.